Chazal tell us that Moshe Parshas Veschanan, that the gematria means something over here in Veschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, Chazal tells us, Davind, Tav Kuf Tes Vav Tfilos, Kiminyan Veschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 Tfilos, the gematria Veschanan to Hashem, all asking to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that Moshe Mamish poured his heart out to the Ribbono Shel Omer Moshe Pekel Shmarfu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Goli V'yodu Lefnecha, Yegiyai V'tzari, Shenet Sta'arti Al Yisrael. You know all the blood, sweat, and tears I put into these people. Atchei Maminu L'Shimcha, to get them to become believers. Kamet Tzar Nitzta'arti Aleim, B'mitzvos, Atchekavati Len, Torah Mitzvos. How much Tzar I had until we were able to finally bring down the Torah for them. Amarti k'sharisi b'tzarasan kach eru b'tovasan. And I always thought, what got me through those hard times is that just like I'm living through the difficult times with them, one day I'll be able to see the fruits of my labor, and I'll be able to see the good times also. V'achshav, says Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here we are. We're at the doorstep of Eretz Yisrael. Sheigia tovasan shel Yisrael, ata omer li lo savaras yadin hazeh. Now you're going to tell me I can't go? Now I don't get to see the good times? Haray ata osas toraskha plaster. You're making your Torah into a joke. D'chsiv, it says in your Torah, b'yomo titein tzcharo, that you have to pay workers on time. I've been working a long time. I want to get paid now. V'lo sava olav ha-shemesh ki'aniyu, ve'lov ha-nosi ha-snafsho, v'l'yikra ha-rei, quotes all the psukim. V'zui shilum avoda shleim shana sha'amalti ad shiyu am kadosh v'neman. So, please, I would like my payment. And to that, what does Ribbono Shel Olam say? So you look back in the Chumash. Ravla, chal tosef daveri lai od bedavar hazeh. Stop, too much, don't talk anymore. What's going on? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop him at the 516th tefillah, apparently, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say in the first 515? What was so special about this particular tefillah that he wasn't going to get turned down? Second, why would Hashem be bothered by extra tefillahs? Sometimes there are extra tefillahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ready to say yes, but it still has a very positive impact. Rav Nevensal, who I'm taking this whole piece from, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen him in a few years, but Rav Nevensal writes that, for instance, as an example, when Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ever since he had gone to power the first time, the Jewish people's condition in Mitzrayim only worsened, right? So he says, Me'oz basyel paro l'dabar b'shmecha, heir olam hazeh, v'atzelo yitzaltes amecha. What are you sending me there for? It's just making it worse. He's making their lives more miserable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises him. How could you question the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov didn't do this kind of questioning. You have to toughen up and, you know, stick with it. You have to just listen to what I'm telling you. And when he rejects Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Votzeisye, you're going to see! Votzeisye eschem mitachas avos Mitzrayim, v'yitzalti eschem, v'galti eschem, v'lakachti eschem. The four Lashonos of Geula came as a response to a tefillah that wasn't answered, to an unanswered prayer, right? A tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu was turned away for. So sometimes tefillos that are turned away actually yield some very positive results, right? Those four Lashonos of Geula are the blueprint for how we celebrate Geula every single year on Pesach. So what would be so terrible if Moshe offered 1,000 unanswered prayers? Number 516 has to be turned away. What's the pshat? Furthermore, says Rav Nevensal, as a hakdama to this tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ata chilosa laharos es avdecha es gadlecha. You've begun to show me your greatness." What does that mean? So because I saw some of your greatness, therefore I'm entitled to see all of it? You see, ad kanin lo yoser. Who says that just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to show you something, so he has to show you the rest of it? So Rav Nevensal suggests that the language used by Moshe is the key to understanding this whole conversation. Moshe doesn't say, Avo ve'ereh, ekhanes ve'ereh, I will come and see, I want to come and see, I want to enter and see. He says, E'evra na, I want to pass through. Lashon of being over, where do we find that? When Miriam dies and Moshe sinned by hitting the rock, which obviously led to the gezerah against him that he's not going to enter the land, he immediately began to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change that gezerah. And through all those tefillos, which are the very definition of tefillah, you know, Moshe's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter into Eretz Yisrael, you know, alluded to by the gematria of tefillah, which is also, by the way, 515, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refused to change that decree. And Moshe realized that he needs a new approach. After 515, failed attempts, he decides to go with a new approach. He's no longer going to daven in the normal way. And he recalls a trick that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodo v'atzmo had taught him a long time ago. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hareini na'as kavodcha, show me your glory, show me your splendor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him an incredible trick. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu of. He starts this tefillah by saying, Ata achiloso l'haros hazavdecha. Remember what you started to teach me? Remember back in the day what you taught me then? Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra. What's the trick? Vayavor Hashem al panav. With the lashon of being over, he taught him the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you use these, you're never going to be turned away. This is the trick. 13 Midos Rachamim. Gemara Rashani Yud Zayin and Beis. No one ever goes unanswered when they use the 13 Midos Rachamim, according to the Gemara. So we find that word appears throughout the Yud Gimel Midos in Shemos Perek Lama Dalid, so many times that shoresh of over, ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, vayabavor kvodi ad avri, no se avon va'over al pesha. Over. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, evrana. This is a different tefillah now. Now he's recalling the Yud Gimel Midos. Even when we talk about people forgiving other people, kol amavir al midos of ma'avirin al kol pesha'av. Over. So based on this, Rav Nevenzel says, when the entire essence of perfect tefillah failed him, as it sometimes does, because sometimes tefillahs, the answer is just no. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use that tefillah to apply it somewhere else, maybe to come up with Dal Lashonos of Geula, or some other chus that he'll use it for whatever he's going to use it for. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I got to turn to the only thing that I know will for sure work the way I want it to work. So he goes to Yud Gimel Midos. Evrana. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wait, Evrana, stop. I really don't want to let you in. Don't force my hand. Whatever that means theologically. Don't force my hand. I told you that would work. Don't make a liar out of me. That's where the tefillahs have to stop. After the symbolic perfect tefillah, with all the kavanas and everything else, Moshe resorts to the Yud Gimel Midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to go any further. You say, Evrana, I can't allow that tefillah. You have to stop right there. Rav Nevenzel says, if this idea of the Yud Gimel Midos is so powerful, which the Gemara, that's a Gemara, that part Rav Nevenzel didn't make up, right? That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. Why is it that it doesn't really work? I mean, this is something that could be tested. It's been tested by thousands of years of Jews praying and saying it over and over and over again. And pogroms and holocausts and, you know, a holocaust and things like that, Inquisition, you know, these things happen anyway. And people get sick, and you know, these things happen anyway. So Rav Nevenzel has a beautiful mashal. Rav Nevenzel gives a mashal. I think it's a famous mashal, but it's a nice mashal anyway. A poor village boy gets very sick, and his family calls for a doctor from the big city to come take a look at the boy. The doctor sees the boy, and he says, oh, I know exactly what this is. And he writes a prescription on his prescription pad. He gives the prescription to the mother, and he says, listen, your boy will get better, it's no problem. But listen very carefully to what you have to do. Over the next 4 days, 3 doses each day, you need to divide this evenly into 12 doses. He has to take 3 doses each day for the next 4 days, and I'm sure in 4 days he's going to be absolutely fine. Do you understand? They have to be even doses. She says, yes, I understand completely. 4 days later, the doctor is called back. The kid is even sicker. And he says to the mother, what happened? Did you do everything I said? I was sure of it. I diagnosed him in a second. It was obvious to me. Did you do everything I said? She said, yes. He said, you divided the medication into 12 doses, the pills exactly. She said, pills? Give me a piece of paper. I cut the piece of paper into 12 even pieces. I gave the kid a little piece 3 times a day for 4 days. That's what you gave me. Meaning, if we're too primitive, obviously the Nimshal is, if we're too primitive to know how to use the medication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that's not a chisaron in the medication. That's not a chisaron in the doctor. It's a chisaron in our own ability to be able to use that medication. To just say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is not even what the Gemara says. If you actually look at the Lashon of the Gemara, Misach Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Kol Zman She Yisrael Chotin Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Hazeh Vani Mocha Lehem. Doesn't say Yomru Lefanai Keseder Hazeh Vani Mocha Lehem. That whenever Klal Yisrael sins, let them just say these magic words. As you learn in Judaism, the more you learn about Judaism, there aren't magic words. There's no magic. There's no skulas. There's none of that. It doesn't work. Judaism is about believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about being Oved Hashem. It's about working really hard on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then maybe, if we understand what those Yud Gimel Midos mean, and how in some way they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how we can emulate those Midos of being an MS, and a Rachum, and a Chanun, and we can somehow manage to emulate those Midos, and Yasu Keseder Hazeh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Mocha Lehem, that's a trick that's not going to be turned away, Rekam, it's not going to be turned away free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell us not to use those and force his hand, because we're not ready to use them anyway the right way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, don't use it, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. We don't necessarily understand it, but that's what we have to work at. It's no tricks, it's about developing a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his midos. Rachum, Chanun, Rav Chesed, Emes. And when Klal Yisrael is ready to stand up and say, we've internalized all of those midos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be able to turn us away. Why is that?